Here's Chick on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for some clouds and sun today. Temperature in the lower 70s. Showers might return tomorrow, 55 to 60. We'll get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Some stories we're following for you. Hudson Valley counties and cities are now figuring out how to spend $711 million in pandemic relief money. Across the Hudson Valley, those 15 counties and cities have spent the last year deciding how to spend that money. Among the top expenses, Dutchess County. They're spending $10 million on a youth opportunity center as well as $3 million at the county-owned ballpark where minor league Hudson Valley Renegades play. And by the way, $627,000 to buy the land on which the stadium sits. From the Tri-Corner News pages, Sarum Village expansion will receive $1.5 million. The construction of 10 new affordable housing rental units at Sarum Village project on Cobble Road is one step and $1.5 million closer to breaking ground this summer. The State of Connecticut Department of Housing plans to request on or about May 20th the release of federal home funding for the project from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In making the May 5th announcement, they noted that the federal funding was not to exceed $1.5 million. It's earmarked toward the total project cost of the project, estimated at approximately $3.6 million. Meanwhile, in the town of Northeast, from Tri-Corner News, members of the Northeast Town Board discussed at their 7 p.m. meeting on April 14th, including to approve joining forces with the Millerton Village Board as co-applicant for two county grants. The grants are through the Dutchess County Municipal Investment Grant Program, which typically awards funding on a competitive basis to entities with taxing authority like municipal governments and fire districts. The town and village are seeking grants for wastewater and fencing. The Weavertuck Board of Education has adopted their school district budget for 2022-23. An annual public budget hearing will be held at 7 p.m. Monday, May 9th. On Tuesday, May 17th, the district will hold its annual district budget vote from 2 until 9 p.m. at the Weavertuck High School Gymnasium. Taking a look at some meetings and some events going on in our local area. Today is the National Day of Prayer. This marks the 71st anniversary of this National Day of Prayer. Communities across the region are participating. In Falls Village, that's noon at the town green. In Cornwall this morning at 8 p.m. at the flagpole on the town green. In North Canaan, 5:30 under the pavilion across from McDonald's. Sharon, it'll be noontime on the town green. In Salisbury, 6 p.m. at the War Memorial next to Town Hall. Rojan Library is celebrating Cinco de Mayo with a family event today from 4 till 7 p.m. You can play games, some like Smash the Avocado, Pin the Tail, Sombrero Toss, and more. Dine with the Rojan area's own Aloha Taco food stand and find out how much you know about Spanish. Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission, has their regular meeting. That is set for 7 p.m. Now, due to concerns with rising COVID cases in the northwest corner, the Salisbury, Connecticut Democratic Town Committee's spring fundraiser has been postponed till Sunday, September 18th from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Town Grove Senior Center. American Legion Post 178 and Millerton Spaghetti and Meatball Dinner will be held tomorrow from 4 to 6:30. Eat in or take out. 518-789-4755 for more information. Cash or check only. Dinner comes with meatballs or sausage, bread, and a garden salad. And this Sunday from 7 to 10:30, it's the Sharon Ambulance Squad Pancake Breakfast. As mom sleeps in, for $7, you can get some breakfast like pancakes, French toast, scrambled eggs, breakfast potatoes, bacon, sausage. Unfortunately, they can't do special orders. But by the way, mom will get a special flower treat. Lakeville Town Grove Senior Center will be the site of a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic on a Monday from 1 till 5. Ages 5 plus, first, second doses, and all boosters available. Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J also available. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a tapas menu and also have dinner specials. Also, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,061.06, the NASDAQ at 12,964.86, and the S&P 500 at 4,300.17. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.